playing against Peyton Manning and a team you haven't had a whole lot of success against recently, things start to go bad. Is there going to be that here we go again mentality, or how do you – you try to prevent that during the week here? What? How do you handle that
stuff? No, I think you got to – I mean, our record against them is our record. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. We can only go out and play this game. I don't think we think about it. I haven't really heard any of the players. I mean, I think you go out every week and think, hey, if we do these things right, you know, we got a great chance to be successful. You know, we have to do certain things right at a high efficiency level to win games, whomever we're playing. Certainly this week, that's of really importance. But I think anytime you get in games and things don't go the way you want them, you know, it's important that you regroup and focus, and whatever's happened, you know, I mean, if you just stay the course and you keep working, you can get right back in it. And I use a game we lost, Cincinnati. I mean, we got off to as bad a start as you could on defense. The first two drives are touchdowns, and then you look up with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and, you know, there's 4 points of difference in the game, you know. So I think, you know, the beauty of the NFL is it can go the whole distance, you know, and usually does. And if you just keep banging away and get yourself in position to win, that's what you need to do, and then you got to be able to close out. In our last game, we didn't close out. You know, a lot of things, hey, we did a lot of good things, but at the end, we needed to close that last drive out, and, you know, we didn't do it. So that's what it comes down to. So I think when things go bad, it doesn't really matter who you're playing. It's a matter of can you focus and regroup and concentrate on the very next play, the very next series, and you kind of work your way back in, you know, and just go.
Looking at
sorry, you guys are creating some turnovers now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the ball bouncing your way?
Well, I'd like to think, you know, it's been a lot of hard work by these players, you know. We work really hard on it. We've worked on it really hard since last spring. We work on it daily in individual drills. And you'd like to believe, you know, you can achieve what you emphasize. And, you know, that's what I've talked to them a lot about. There's no guarantees that just because you're working, they're going to happen. But the reality is that it probably isn't going to happen unless you work at it. And that's the trust factor, that if I just keep going and I keep going, and like we always say here, numbers favor us. So the more people we have around the ball, whether it's throwing or run, the better our opportunity to get that ball if it's available, you know. And like we always like to say, hey, tips and overthrows, those got to be ours, you know. So if the ball goes up in the air, if it is tipped or it is overthrowing, we got to take advantage of that. And the only way you can is if you're really playing hard and going to the football.
Feel like you're getting more guys around the ball?
Yeah, and I just think they're working at it. You know, it's like anything. You're most turnovers in the National Football League, you know, are the result of really conscious decisions, you know, especially when you're taking the ball away from somebody, stripping the ball out. You know, you make a decision. You know, if you're coming off the edge on a sack strip, you can tackle the guy or you can try to get that ball out. But that's a decision you make. When you try to get the ball out when you're coming from the side, you see that opportunity, but you have to make that decision. Okay, he's getting him down. I got to try to punch that ball out if I can. So that's an awareness and learning and seeing your chances and opportunity. On the back end, interceptions, obviously, there's a lot that goes into it before the ball's thrown. You know, recognizing a formation, recognizing routes, driving the ball. But the number one thing is guys flying to the football, I think. Well, you know, what I always say, you know, the players make things work, you know. We can put it on the chalkboard and draw it up, and it's a great thing. But, you know, them being able to execute it, you know, and doing the way it's designed is a big part of it, you know. And they've done a really good job here, I think, particularly the last 3 or 4 weeks of trying to do the things we want to do to make these individual pressures, you know, work. And they're just, a lot of it is, you know, you have a pressure, and then, you know, somebody's got to win. you know, that the one good part, there are no chips, there are no double teams. That, hey, somebody's going to be one-on-one, and if you get that opportunity, you got to do it. And, you know, like all pressures, you know, the key part is you got to do it with speed and you got to do it with force.
Yeah, talking to guys after the game, I guess the Lions, they all mentioned they kind of went out there with the intention of having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of played with a lot of joy, too. Is that something that the staff –
Well,
I think
these guys, you know, for particularly over these last 4 or 5 weeks have worked really hard and prepared really hard, you know, extra meetings, working on their own, nothing to do with the coaches, but on their own working. And I think when you're willing to commit yourself like that, there's an energy that comes from that, you know. And it's kind of a force multiplier. It exists within it creates energy within the group, and you know you're relying on other people and they're relying on you, and that's a great feeling if you can get that. So I think they've done that, and when you do that and everybody's in, I think it creates that feeling, atmosphere, energy, whatever those words are that describe it. And you know, obviously when you win, it's a lot more fun. You know, but I think you got to play with energy and excitement out there to really be successful.